greeting everyone. Hello Kamya.
Hi.
So welcome to Jamshedpur.
Thank you so, much.
So Kamya, how it feels that now you are the youngest girl from India to climb Everest from Nepal side?
I think it feels amazing. I think to some level it still hasn't sunk in completely, but it feels amazing. It was a great journey. I think I got to learn a lot from the expedition. So yeah, great experience overall, and just feels really great.
So Kamya, you are only 16 years old. So how this journey started, like how the mountaineering thing started for you, and what was the inspiration behind it?
When I was about 3 years old, my dad, wo Navy mein hai, so he was posted in Lonavala. So Lonavala is surrounded by the Shayadris, and we had trails just outside the base. So on the weekends, we would just go out on small trails in the mornings. So I think that is where I started having some interest with climbing. But after that, my dad started doing expeditions in the Himalayas. He started leading expeditions for the Navy. So I was always curious, you know, what is there in the mountains for him to leave us and go there every year again and again. So my mom said, you should find out for yourself. Only if you go there, you'll know what actually calls him to the mountains. So she took me on my first trek in Uttarakhand. And after that, I just fell in love with trekking and climbing in general. So every year during my summer holidays, we used to go on treks. And then 2017, I climbed Stoke Kangri in Ladakh. So that was my first 6,000 plus meter peak. And I was 3 days short of my 10th birthday when we summited.
You were not a double digits.
No, I was not in double digits yet. So I think that is where I graduated from trekking to mountaineering. And after that, we started out with 7 summits, and things just kept happening one after the other.
So before Everest, you had climbed 5 peaks out of 7 summits, and you have been to a lot of peaks across the Himalayas. So do you remember most memorable peak, like most memorable journey you had?
I think all the peaks that I've climbed had something unique about them, or some challenge that we faced that made them memorable. Like on Kili in Africa, the terrain was changing every day. Like first day we had a rainforest, and then second day the trees became shrubs, and then the third day it was just grassland and desert, and the fourth day we were on snow. So I like to think of it as a fast track geography class for me. And when we went to Elbrus, I remember very fondly, we couldn't find shoes of my size. Okay. So I had to climb the peak wearing snowboarding shoes. Okay. And since I wanted to ski down, we were the only ones sitting on the summit and changing my boots and wearing the skiing boot and coming down. So that was very memorable. And then the peak in Australia, it wasn't too high. It's just a one-day hike. But it was a very fun experience because I got to drive with my mom from Canberra to the base village and then climb. And we were the only ones who summited that day, and then come back and then drive back to Canberra. So the whole experience was really fun. And the peak in South America was a whole adventure before we even started the climb, because we had to fight a court case in Argentina to just get the permit for the expedition.
So you were actually in the court in Argentina?
We were actually sitting in the court in Argentina, going there every day, running around the city, trying to get documents for the permit. So that itself was a huge experience. And Denali, of course, was very different from any other expedition we'd done, because there were no porters. We were on an unguided expedition. So we had all of our stuff in the sledge and we were pulling it along. And while coming back on our last day between Camp 1 and the airfield where an aircraft picks us up from the glacier, the crevasse field had completely opened up. So my dad walked about just 10 meters and he found 3 crevasses in that. So we called the National Park Services and they said they couldn't come rescue us until some accident had happened. And then we called the rangers who were higher up in the mountain, and they sent down the guided teams. So it was a long line of about 50, 60 people just walking, and one guide, the guides of the teams were taking turns And with an avalanche probe, they were probing and seeing where it is safe. So that was a whole new experience to learn how that is done properly. So I think every climb has taught me something different and I've got to learn a lot from it.
Right. And is it not scary to be in the crevasse field? Because even in the Khumbu Icefall, it's like surround, it's completely a lot of crevasses and a big ice block. So how you cope up with those terrains and the challenges?
It definitely is scary to an extent. But I think we've been climbing for a while now. So I have that confidence in my own skill at this point. And more than that, I have confidence in the Sherpa that they'll take care of us if something goes wrong. And we've practiced a lot for it. So I think that's made us well equipped to handle the situations.
And when the Everest dream started, so like it was before you started 7 Summits, so like you had already climbed few peaks in the 7 Summits, and then you thought, okay, abhi ye kar liya, Everest bhi try kar lete. So how it started?
I think the dream's been there ever since I trekked to the Everest base camp in 2017 with my mom. So I think that is where the dream actually began, and then it started taking more literal shape after I started out on the 7 Summits.
Okay. And so your mom also climbs sometimes?
Yeah, I think mom has climbed the 6,000 meter peak, and I think my mountaineering journey would not have started without her, because when my dad was out climbing the bigger mountain, she was the one who introduced me to trekking and took me out on my first few treks.
Okay, and how was the experience of climbing Everest with your father? So maybe, like, how was the last 2 months for you?
I think it was definitely a really good bonding experience for the two of us. To spend that time alone in the mountains, but with each other. I've definitely learned a lot because he has so much experience from all his climbs that he's done before I even started trekking or climbing. So I think I've learned a lot from him, and he's probably the best climbing partner I could have asked for.
Okay. So just like, if you have to take us to your Everest journey, what was the biggest challenging days where you faced like, अब नहीं हो पाएगा शायद अब बहुत सो यू वर एट कभी ऐसा लगा कि शायद अब नहीं हो पाएगा शायद वापस जाना पड़ेगा मे बी आई हैव टू लाइक यू हैड टू पुश हार्ड ऑल योर इनर रिजर्व्स की नहीं और करना है तो ऐसे कभी मोमेंट्स आए थे वेयर यू हैड मोमेंट ऑफ डाउट
थैंकफुली आई फील ऑन द एंटायर एक्सपेडिशन आई नेवर हैड अ मोमेंट वेयर आई थॉट कि इसके बाद आगे नहीं जा पाऊंगी बट द डे वी वेंट फ्रॉम कैंप 3 टू कैंप 4 It was definitely more challenging than the other days because we had a lot of wind. It was like a blizzard. There was snow all around. At one point, it was a whiteout. We couldn't see very far. I could barely see my Sherpa walking in front of me. So it was definitely challenging. But I think I had prepared myself a lot mentally also for the expedition, and I had expected that there will be points where I will feel like going back. So I think I was ready enough to face those moments and brave through them.
Okay. And what's your next goal after Everest?
I have one more peak left to complete the 7 summits, which is Mount Vincent Massif in Antarctica. So hopefully I will be able to climb that in December of this year. So that would complete my mission to do the 7 summits. But I think I want to keep climbing more in the Himalayas. I think the Himalayas are some of the most beautiful mountains in the world.
Right. And how do you manage your study? So right now, you are in which class?
I'm in 12th right now. It's definitely a challenge. But I think mountaineering has given me a lot of focus to be able to juggle between academics and climbing and training and all of those things. And I think for me, it's always been clear that academics will remain a priority. Mm-hmm. And only if I do well enough in that, I'm going to be able to continue my passion of mountaineering. So I think when I have that clarity, then I'm able to give the importance to my academics as well.
So I think you have an exam on 1st of June also. So like, are you up for it, prepared for it? Because you're climbing for 1st of June.
I'm planning on applying to a few colleges abroad, so I have to give the SAT on June 1st.
Okay.
And funnily enough, when we came down to Pangboche for an oxygen holiday to recover after our first acclimatization rotation, I was sitting and solving sample papers and studying there. So I hope I'm well prepared. Fingers crossed.
Like in today's world, like I think most of the child are mostly occupied with their cell phones, and you has been exploring all different world together. So like, what's your message for the younger ones? Because nowadays it's very tempting to always be on the screens, and most of the time we are there only. So like, how do you?
I think as a teenager, I have to say that even I spend a lot of time online. But I think it needs to be, there needs to be a line between where it is just entertainment or getting information or doing useful things online, and where it seeps into other sectors of your life, where it starts affecting your academics or other extracurriculars that you're doing. And I think if you're aware of where that is happening, if you keep it in balance, then it shouldn't be a problem and affect other sectors of your life at all.
So did your parents play a role in it, like to make you aware of these things, and whether like, and you were also exploring a world outside, whether it helped also?
Definitely. I mean, as a teenager, I tend to sometimes get carried away with that. So they've always helped me create that balance between the things I enjoy and what I need to be doing as well.
You can describe your feeling when you were on the top, like when you were on the summit.
We had a very unusual summit. We only started at 4:30 in the morning, where most people start out on the summit at 9:30 or 10 in the night. So I think there was definitely that doubt of, are we doing the right thing by starting this late? But I think I believed in my Sherpa, and he really helped me. He circumnavigated the entire traffic, and we were walking on our own pace, and we made a good time. We reached the summit around 12:45 or 12:50 in the afternoon. I think when I reached the summit, I was still in disbelief because I thought it was further away. Yeah. But I was really, really elated. I was very happy and excited. I told my dad on the radio, and I was able to talk to my mom on the radio as well and tell them that I summited. So I was really excited.
So like some quick questions. So what's your favorite food on the mountain?
After this expedition, probably dal bhat.
Okay, in the Nepal, there you're saying like dal bhat hour.
24-hour.
Right. And what was, so when I was climbing Everest, so I was craving for, I think I was craving for Coca-Cola when I was coming back from the summit. Is there craving that was going
on? I was definitely craving Coca-Cola as well, because I didn't drink it while we were going up to save my throat. It was already in a very bad state. But I'm usually a non-vegetarian, but when we go on the mountains, out of respect, we turn into vegetarians. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely craving chicken after 2 months.
Okay, so when you were in Delhi, did you have a chance to go and try chicken?
In Delhi, in Kathmandu before that, I think we were there for 3 days. So every single meal was just chicken in some form or the other.
Okay. And If you have been climbing with your father and mother, but if there would have been any animal that you want to take along with you on the mountain, what would that animal?
Probably a dog, I think, maybe. I'm not sure.
But dogs are good climbers. I think when I was climbing Dobuji, there was one dog who went all the way.
And
then it was stuck in the crevasse, so there was climber.
Who rescued it
and then took it to the summit and brought him back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, we've had dogs with us on every single trek we've done.
Right.
I think there was one that came with us to the base camp as well this time. So, yeah, definitely good climbers. So
they follow, follow a lot of climbers. Any motivational song or any motivational quote which fuels you like during the expedition? If you have any songs that you have listened to?
There is one song that I always sing to myself in my mind whenever I'm feeling tired, especially in the early mornings, because even though I've done it a lot of times, I don't like walking in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song from the movie Frozen 2, The Next Right Thing.
Okay.
So I keep singing that to myself in my mind.
Song for us.
I don't remember the starting right now, but it's about how, you know, you might feel down, but to do the next right thing and take a step and keep walking.
Okay.
So that motivates me.
So after the challenging climbs, if you have to relax, what would you prefer, sea or a mountain again?
I would say the sea, being from a coastal area and having lived in coastal areas all my life, I think I've also grown to love the beaches as much as the mountains.
Beach destination?
I've not been to too many beach destinations on holidays, but I've lived in Visakhapatnam for half of my childhood, almost 8 years, so I'm biased to say Vizag.
And you also do snowboarding. I think you have represented Maharashtra in Khelo India Winter Games also. So maybe if you can share some of those.
I participated in a sport called ski mountaineering, which is an upcoming sport. It's been introduced into the Winter Olympics just recently. So it involves going up on your skis with a skin at the bottom, which creates some friction, and then coming down. So it's an endurance sport. I've been training in Gulmarg and I've been visiting Gulmarg every winter for almost the last 10 years now. And initially I was training in alpine skiing, but I've realized that I don't enjoy it as much as I enjoy ski mountaineering. So I've made that shift and I got a gold and a bronze medal at the Khelo India Winter Games this year. So I'm hoping to improve myself in that in the future.
So are you aiming for some more competition? Because mountaineering is very non-competitive, but these games are...
Definitely, I hope someday to get to the standard where I can represent India at the international level in ski mountaineering as well. So training towards that.
Best wishes for it. So what would be your one takeaway from your whole mountaineering journey, like that thing which is always with you, so one or two?
Before my climb of Mount Elbrus, I had met Captain M.S. Kohli, who was the team leader of the first successful Indian Everest expedition. And two things he said really stuck with me and they helped me out during all of my climbs. He said, when you're really tired and you feel like iske aage tum ja hi nahi sakte ho, then look down and just keep putting one foot in front of the other and don't think of anything else. And eventually you'll reach your summit. And he said, if you're tired again, don't look ahead to how much you have left to go. Look back and see how far you've come and let that fuel you. So I think those are two things that really motivate me when I'm on the mountain.
I think even the same thing Bachindri ma'am shared with me from her journey and when she used to motivate me. कि अगर एक बार लगता है कि बिल्कुल थक गए हो तो डोंट लुक एट द समिट, जस्ट टेक द 10 स्टेप्स, आफ्टर यू टेक द 10 स्टेप टेक अ डीप ब्रीथ, मे बी वन और टू डीप ब्रीथ, अगेन टेक अ
10 स्टेप्स, टेक
अनदर 10 स्टेप्स, यू आर वेरी क्लोज टू द समिट. सो आई थिंक वेरी सिमिलर लर्निंग. सो थैंक्स कामे, इट वाज प्लेजर.
थैंक यू सो मच.
आई थिंक व्हेन यू वेंट टू एवरेस्ट बेस कैंप दैट इंटायर ईयर आई वाज सबमिटिंग एवरेस्ट, सो
राइट,
गुड टू कनेक्ट विद यू आफ्टर 7
इयर्स. डेफिनेटली
योर एवरेस्ट ड्रीम स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम देयर एंड बेस्ट विशेस फॉर ऑल योर.
Thank you so much.